You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
There's been a big debate over whether listing calories on restaurant menus is a good way to fight obesity. What do studies reveal about how much difference it really makes in people's choices for what to eat? Well, the answer is quite surprising, as Sarah Nussauer found for her recent piece, Where Calories Are Hiding, that ran in the Wall Street Journal last Tuesday. I'm very pleased that she could join me now to discuss the strategies of various restaurants and processed food manufacturers to hit the right numbers. Welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
And by the way, anybody in the audience is inspired by this conversation to join the conversation, well, you can call us at 212-433-9692. You can write us on our show page at WNYC.org or on Facebook or Twitter, where our handle is at Leonard Lopate. So, Sarah, there are certain places in the country where restaurants are being required to include calorie counts on their menus.
That's right. That's right. Certain cities, New York is one of them. So as New Yorkers, we have a lot of experience seeing calories on lots of menus and probably all have our own little stories about how it's changed a little bit how we eat.
Are we the pioneer here? We've been doing it for 5 years.
We are. We are the pioneer. And, you know, many restaurants, a few big restaurants, McDonald's, Starbucks, Panera, have voluntarily done this nationally as well.
Is there a push for federal laws?
Yes, there is one in the works, and that was part of the 2010 health care bill. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes debate going on about the details of that, but basically...
Well, the Republicans have voted against any calorie counts for 40 times now, right?
Yeah, exactly. So basically, though, restaurants with 20 or more locations will have to list these calorie counts.
What about grocery stores, convenience stores with processed foods?
As I understand it, that is part of the debate going on. But yes, the restaurants say to level the playing field, you could go to a grocery store and get a rotisserie chicken for dinner just as easily as going out to eat. So that should be included.
But you say there are many fast food chains that are already voluntarily posting the calories?
Starbucks and McDonald's, Panera are doing that already.
Do they do it because they believe in it or because they think it's good business?
You know, I don't really know. I talked to some of them for the story. I think for some companies, they sort of wear it like a badge of honor. If you're a salad chain, you can say, look, all of our salads are under 600 calories. Isn't that great? And so you post it up there with pride.
And you mentioned one small chain that saw it as a way of competing with the bigger chains.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And they talked about sort of going through this process of realizing that, hey, these dressings are really high calorie. Maybe we should add a few more low-fat dressings to the menu after they did that.
So what do? They look at the calorie counts of the things that they're already serving and try to do things to lower them?
In many cases, yeah. I mean, it can be as easy as putting less sauce on a creamy pasta dish. But in some cases, yes, they're tweaking the recipe slightly, you know, replacing heavy cream with whole milk or making small adjustments like that.
And putting less cheese on something.
Is huge, as we all know. Cheese adds a lot of calories instantly.
Although if it's something that's being made to order and they say handful of cheese, my handful of cheese isn't your handful of cheese.
And this is a challenge with this law. There will be some allowance for that, but one line cook might throw in a bigger handful than the next.
You also say that they're more aware of how much oil they put on the fry pan.
Yeah, we talked to Darden, which is the largest restaurant company in the country, the Olive Garden, Red Lobster, and they now have a team looking at things like that behind the scenes, put a little bit less oil in the saute pan.
So what are they discovering? Are they posting calories on
Darden
their menus?
Darden is not, and they said, you know, they are where they're legally bound to, but they said that some people do not like that. If some people are going out to a sit-down restaurant, they see that as a treat, and they see that number on the menu, and they think, I didn't want to know that before I was going to enjoy my meal.
Do people equate the fewer calories with less flavor?
I think, you know, restaurants said some of that is changing. That 10 years ago, that was definitely true, that people saw those things, saw low sodium, and thought, oh, that must taste awful. But that is starting to change. People sometimes like that health halo, it's called, in the industry.
So what happens? A person goes into a restaurant. The calories are listed. Do you think that there have been studies done?
Many studies.
Are people actually looking and saying, oh, gee, that one is 380 calories, that one is 450 calories, I'll do the 380?
In some cases, yes. Some of the bigger studies that have looked at, for example, Starbucks handed all of its transactions over 14 months to some Stanford researchers, which is one of the biggest studies. They showed a 6% decrease in calories consumed at restaurants with calorie listings versus those without. So that's in about that's not that much.
I suspect some people go in and see the 380 and the 450 and say, I'll take the 450.
Perhaps if you're really hungry.
Well, it's they're actually, how many calories are we supposed to consume in a typical day?
2,000, but it can vary a lot. Men and women are different. If you exercise, it's different. There's a fairly wide range, actually.
But there are many dishes that have over 2,000 calories in them, just one dish.
Many. And the psychology behind that, to me, is sort of fascinating because it's a lot about, often humans, we don't exceed or meet our own expectations for ourselves. So we have good intentions. We want to eat healthy. A restaurant does a survey saying, do we want more healthy food on a menu? We check yes. But when we sit down and we see that creamy pasta dish, that sounds pretty good, and we order it.
And then drinks aren't included in these calorie counts.
Not always. Sometimes alcoholic drinks are not always included. But, you go to
a
Starbucks.
A glass of wine.
You have to do that calculation,
veggie burger.
Right? In the moment, you have to be good at math.
What are we really discovering? Well, first of all, one of the things that you point out in the article is that what we would assume isn't always the case. For example, whether an ultimate porker sandwich has more calories than a gourmet veggie club.
Exactly. I mean, all calories, are one of the thing that I think I got a lot of response from readers on was the donut versus the whole wheat bagel. And that a donut, a Dunkin' Donuts we're talking about specifically.
Chocolate frosted.
Chocolate frosted donut is fewer calories. So if that's what you're looking at, that's where what you should be eating.
Then a multigrain bagel?
Exactly.
Dry, without cream cheese or anything
like
that.
But yeah, without cream cheese.
So why does a bagel have so many calories?
I mean, bagels are amongst calorie counters. They're notoriously high in calories. I mean, it's more of a hearty food than a donut, which is basically just sugar. I mean, you're eating sugar then.
But another one that will surprise everybody is that a flat iron steak has fewer calories than grilled chicken and stuffed portobello mushrooms.
Yeah. It's stuffed with cheese. I think that's the big difference.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, steak, I think, is another thing that people often are surprised that is actually quite low calorie at some of these sort of chain restaurants.
And that's because they have no flavor. They don't have any fat in them. The same is true with pork. Pork has been bred. The pigs have been bred these days to have very little fat.
Very lean meat, exactly.
Yeah, so they have also less flavor than they did 30 or 40 years ago.
Yeah. And as some of the dietitians said, calories aren't the only thing you should be looking at in terms of health, of course.
My guest is Sarah Nassauer, Nassauer, a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. She wrote an article called Where Calories Are Hiding, and it was in the Personal Journal section of the Wall Street Journal last Tuesday, the 30th. People have been writing in. Brooke in Brooklyn writes, while posting the calorie counts is great from an educational perspective, what do we do about the issue of affordability? Fast food is much cheaper than the fruits, vegetables, and meat available in the farmers markets and food stores in New York.
Yeah, there's been actually some recent conflicting research on that. Is it actually cheaper? Is it not? I mean, this is a huge public health issue, and I'm not an expert at it, but I think there has to be a little of the psychology of eating. It's about people's palates, right? If people like the taste of food, it is going to be hard to get them to stop eating it.
Well, there are other factors that I've heard this argument many times, and the argument I've heard from the other side is, it's also a matter of health, and so are you going to save money when you get that fast food item, or are you going to spend that money on going to the doctor after you're battling all sorts of problems because you're eating unhealthy foods? And many people say that the obesity epidemic in America is a direct result of eating that kind of food.
And some of the studies did show there were a few studies that specifically targeted calorie counts on in restaurants in lower income neighborhoods. And those showed absolutely no difference, did not have an effect on what people ate. So nutritional literacy is also part of the equation here.
Why do you think there was such an uproar when Mayor Bloomberg suggested banning the supersize soft drinks? I mean, he said you could buy two drinks if you wanted to.
I mean, I think that gets back to sort of the, government get out of my business emotional reaction from people, for the most part, was my sense.
A listener left this comment on our show page. Love to hear a bit about the 25% leeway granted to those mandatory factory food nutrition information panels. Should we assume that the 2,000 per day calorie you're keeping is actually 2,500 calories?
Yeah, I think there is some of that. You know, one thing I learned that I was surprised at when I was reporting this, packaged food actually has it's a 20% leeway, not 25.
Packaged food does, even though we think that it would be manufactured rather consistently.
Exactly. 100 calories can be 120 calories. And at a restaurant, as you explained, the extra handful of cheese there's probably even more variance there. So, yes, these are guidelines, I would say, more than anything.
Ben from Plainview, New York, has called in. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Leonard. Big fan, first-time caller.
Okay.
I was calling to say, you know, I'm young. I work out. I play rugby. I consider myself, I guess, the anomaly because I actually look at the calories and I aim for the higher calorie amount.
And your reason?
I just don't feel like I get enough calories in the day. You know, I'm always go, go, go. I exercise a lot, like I said, so I'm trying to actually gain weight.
Yeah, well, there are other people like you who feel they have to gain weight. But is eating a high-calorie dish the best way to do that? I mean, you could just eat a lot of strawberry shortcake, couldn't you?
No. Like, I do avoid the sweets. Obviously, it's not just calorie-specific. It's, you know, what type of calories.
I have to admit, I've done the same thing, actually, with these calorie counts in New York. There have been a few moments where I've gone and seen a salad is only 300 calories and decided that's not going to keep me going until dinner and bought a bit more.
But isn't the real concern here empty calories?
Yes,
exactly.
For health.
Empty calories is very key.
Thank you so much for calling. Another listener asked, what about portion size? Have restaurants been cutting back on how much they serve to cut back on calories?
Yes, definitely. And I talked to the Cheesecake Factory, which, you know, people don't walk into the Cheesecake Factory usually expecting a low-calorie meal.
And they're not going to get one either.
And they're not going to get one at all. They, though, are cutting. They've created a menu called the Skinnylicious menu that has smaller portions of some of their favorite dishes. And they are just taking out some sauce on some pasta. That's not about changing the recipe. That's just eating a smaller amount.
I realize that one of the yogurt brands that's available in my local supermarket has three different colors on its containers. And if you look at that, you will discover that the blue has the lowest, smallest amount of sugar, mm-hmm. and then I think pink has a little more, and then the red has the most, or something like that. But they all look pretty much the same unless you read the little fine print.
And we are not a country of label readers. I think packaged food companies I've talked to in the past say about 1 in 5 people read those labels. That's not our strong suit.
We think of yogurt as a healthy food choice, but whole milk yogurt has a lot of calories.
Yeah, and that's one of the things dietitians talk about is a smoothie, you know, that adds 600 calories to your meal that you're getting as a beverage probably isn't a good idea. Whole milk yogurt has a lot of calories. They can be good calories if that's what you want, but it is a lot of calories.
You mentioned Panera doing lowering the calories as a matter of policy. How have they been doing that?
They've posted it on menus. They have integrated it into, you know, their R&D process for designing new dishes. What was interesting, they were the first national chain to do so nationally. So they've had years now of sort of experience. They say they don't see a big change in ordering behavior consistently. Certain dishes, I think it applies. But even then, they said the majority of people do sort of walk on by it. And their opinion is this is going to take years to really understand how people use this information.
What kind of feedback have you gotten for the article?
I've gotten quite a bit, which was interesting. A lot of people sharing their own, you know, their own process for how they eat healthfully. And everyone sort of has their own technique that works for their personality. And some people saying they find the calorie counts really helpful. And I think the key that I got from a lot of people is they just like the idea of the transparency, whether they use it or not. They like to have the option to know if they want to.
Well, part of the problem is also that we like certain foods and or prefer certain foods over others. And if we have to make the choice, if they are equal, we like the two different things equally, we might choose the one with the lower calorie count. But
exactly.
If we like one more, well, okay, so it's only 100
calories more. It's a complicated emotional math. Every moment you're making that decision. And, and other researchers talked about, well, it could be that people are just ordering that high-calorie thing less. Maybe they ordered it 3 times a week before, and now they order it twice.
Well, judging from what I've seen on the streets of many cities of America, they're ordering the higher-calorie ones and just ordering the higher-calorie ones.
We do like the taste of fat and sugar and salt. That's true.
Sarah Nassauer's article, Where Calories Are Hiding, Restaurant Strategies to Hit the Right Numbers, exemption for Soup of the Day. Soup of the Day is exempted from all the laws?
All specials are limited-time offers in the sort of industry lingo. You know, the shamrock shake. All these things will be exempt from the law, most likely.
It was a lead article in the personal journal section of the Wall Street Journal, the health and wellness section, last Tuesday. I think it's available online, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
And I think we have a link to it on our show page at WNYC.org. Sarah, thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you for having me.